It's time for the Milwaukee Economy Briefing, where we dive into the latest trends and insights shaping our city's business landscape. To help explain the trends and the news is MMAC President Dale Coinga on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Dale is brought to you by Concordia University's Batterman School of Business and Horicon Bank, the natural choice. Good afternoon, Dale.
Good afternoon.
Hey, let's start talking baseball from a couple different angles. We're talking as much about the Brewers and baseball in general as we can around here. And one thing that keeps coming up is what Bud Selig talked about a couple of days ago, the longtime Milwaukeean commissioner emeritus, talking about a salary cap. It's no secret Major League Baseball has long coveted a salary cap. All the other leagues have a salary cap. What's the likelihood, do you believe, that some sort of cap, which would likely help teams like Milwaukee, gets implemented?
Well, I even hate to discuss it because it almost seems like a damper on a beautiful season and the momentum baseball has right now. In fact, the reason I'm not joining you guys in the studio is I went back to Brookfield to pick up my sixth grade daughter, who's going to be seventh grade next year, and she wanted to go check out a Brewers game. So I went back there to pick her up, and we're on our way to the Brewers game. But I think it's very likely. I mean, if you look at the stalemate that's going to happen between the players' union and the teams, there's going to be guns drawn, and they're going to stare at each other with those guns drawn, I think, for months and jeopardize next year's season. So enjoy it this year. If you look at the salary cap difference between smaller market teams like a Milwaukee team, which is the smallest market but not the smallest paid, we're towards the bottom third but not the smallest, and you compare it to the LA, which is literally 3.5 to 4 times as much payroll as Milwaukee. Even the Chicago Cubs have twice the payroll. These smaller market teams, which are the majority of teams, saying it's just not competitive, it's just not fair. We need to have a salary cap to even out these salaries to have more competitive baseball. So I think you're going to see a lockout. It's going to get ugly, and that's unfortunate because the game of baseball has really made a comeback, and it's really important to economies that have these baseball teams. So hopefully it doesn't happen, but just prepare yourself and enjoy the season.
Could we see a healthy medium?
I just don't know what that looks like. I mean, I would say what that may look like is when you look at unions and when they negotiate, a common theme that you see, whether it be, in an industrial setting or teachers, is this agreement that, okay, let's leave the status quo for players currently in the union or for members of the union, but let's work towards a different standard for those that are coming into the profession in the future. So the union says, hey, we're going to take care of our own. We're not representing people that aren't in the union yet. They could figure it out when they get here. That may be a door open, but that gets pretty much in the details. But that has been the track record of unions negotiating recently, where it's, we're going to protect our own in the union now, which will allow you to have more flexibility with the next generation, if you will, of union employees.
Dale, I don't know how they don't put in some sort of cap. The NFL has a cap. It allows Green Bay, very small, to be competitive. The NBA has a cap, and San Antonio is in the finals. I mean, it would help teams like the Brewers, wouldn't it?
It would, but it is also kind of fun whenever you read these articles across any publication, whether it be business or sports. The players' union will always point to the Milwaukee Brewers and say, well, look at Milwaukee. Milwaukee's competitive, and they're the smallest market team in baseball. And there's truth to that. I mean, there's anomaly. There's a correlation between, though, the market of the team and the payroll and then the performance. It's not a direct correlation. It's not a complete linear line, but there is a correlation there. So the players' union has a point, but I think even Brewers fans feel, you know, we have a great season last year. We had a lot of momentum. All of a sudden, all the LA's payroll is on the field 3-4 times ours, and then we weren't competitive as much as we'd like against them in the playoffs and got swept, even though we swept them the regular season they were missing half the team for injuries. So I think every team in small markets just says, yeah, we're not feeling as competitive as we are. And you just hate to see the same teams, the Yankees, the LA's, these big, big market teams that are now able to, they're able to hire these huge international players. And now, like, even LA taps into the huge Japanese market. which increases their revenue all the more, which puts them literally four times as much payroll as the Brewers. And it's remarkable. It really speaks to the management of the Brewers and what they're able to do there with the money they have. But like every other sport, there should be some more equity across the league. The NHL had this issue. It led to an entire season being canceled. Hopefully it doesn't come to that, but I think a lot of the owners are willing to make that sacrifice to right the ship.
Dale, the ABS system, the fans love it this season. There's instant replay with baseball now, and now there's inviting a new idea of robot umpires into the equation. Do you think that helps or hurts baseball?
Well, I don't think you're going to see robot umpires. I really don't see that coming. There is always going to be a role for the umpire. You know, baseball is it's America. I mean, I would argue, you know, maybe football in the last couple of decades, but baseball is as American as apple pie. And the umpire is to baseball as baseball is to America. But what I love about this story is AI has not replaced the umpire. I don't think it's going to replace the umpire, but it's made the umpires better. And it's made the fans really appreciate the profession of the umpires. And I've always been amazed this season of how good the umpires really are and how difficult their job is. And so it's a great example of where AI doesn't replace the professional. It makes the professional better and really gives you more respect for what they're doing and how they're doing. And I think the technology has made the game better. And the way they've implemented it has been really good. I mean, I think sometimes in the NFL or the NBA, it just takes forever, and it really slows down the pace of the game. But I think baseball really, really nailed it as far as how to do it fast, how to do it effectively. And I haven't heard any criticism on the process.
Dale, how are you feeling about tonight? We got a guy just up from AAA. It's Robert Gasser. Our starting pitching has been outstanding. It's hard to win three in a row in the big leagues. How are you feeling? How's your daughter feeling about tonight?
Ada, how are you feeling about tonight? She refuses to speak.
How are your seats?
She wants to speak. She didn't have this shot. I'm feeling good. I mean, there's few teams in baseball that have a stronger farm league system than the Brewers. And that's been their secret sauce is they – really, I mean, I'll talk like a business guy because that's what I am, more of a baseball guy, is the ROI, the return on investment that they make in their young players and identifying them and getting them through the system is like a few other teams. It is so good. I have a friend who's one of those Moneyball guys that we go to church with that does that. And I love catching him on Sunday and just being like, what are you guys doing? Like, how are you doing? And he doesn't give me all the secret sauce and logistics. But they do figure it out. So I feel pretty good when they bring these guys up. It's exciting. And also, you know, we like a good story in America about working your way up the ladder. And it's always fun to watch these young men get their big shot, the big league. You just imagine what's going through their heads and their parents' heads and their siblings' heads. And that's fun to be part of.
He is Dale Cuenca, the guy in charge of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, sponsored by Concordia University, the Batterman School of Business, and Horicon Bank, the natural choice. Hope you and your girl have fun at the game, Dale.
We will. Go Brewers.